Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do I know when it's time to break up with a friend? Imagine you've known each other since grade school, and this person's always been a little bossy towards you, but the older you get, the more you tire of her telling you how to handle every situation, every boyfriend, every career decision. You just had a big fight, and you're wondering, is it a sign this friendship has run its course? You know, when close friends start stealing your energy instead of revitalizing it, that's hard. If you want it to be a sign, then it is a sign. But it could also be that you just need a nice long break from this person, or you would do better to see her in smaller doses with longer breaks in between. Maybe start with being less available overall and see how you feel. I know we've been taught to value these longtime friendships, so it feels extra heavy to think about letting go of someone you've known forever like that, but we don't necessarily grow and develop in the same direction. So don't beat yourself up about it. And maybe instead just focus on what you need right now. You know, another thing you could try is to communicate that you really don't need her help by saying something like, well, that's an interesting idea. I'll think about it and let you know what I decide. Of course, some people just don't take the hint, especially people you've known for a long time. In this case, she's gotten so tired of it, she just stopped telling her friend about certain things going on in her life because she doesn't want to hear the unsolicited, insistent, here's what you should do about that. You know, a lot of times we feel like we know exactly what our friends should do. And sometimes we actually do know because our perspective is clearer. You know, we're not as attached to the situation in the same way that they are, but that doesn't mean that they're going to agree with what we're telling them. I think the most we can do is make suggestions and offer support while they're making decisions, because it's not up to us. And as frustrated as we might be at times, you gotta just kind of sit on the sidelines and stick with it, because we all know you can't push a string. Also, keep in mind, we do change as we get older and learn more about ourselves, and we do outgrow certain friends. It's really a natural part of life. It's harder, I think, when it's a friend that we've had for most of our lives, but it's still natural. So if you're kind of struggling in this zone, a good question to ask is, does this person help me to be the best version of me I can be? Are they really rooting for me? Do they want the very best for me? Like, they're not competitive or jealous. They're really in my corner. And if you're not feeling a strong yes to those questions, then I think that's a bigger sign that you really don't want that person in your life taking up your headspace and energy that you could be using in more positive and valuable ways. And if you just make yourself less and less available to that person, I find that organically over time, things shift in the direction you want them to be. Now, unless you prefer to have a sit down and talk it out and say, you know, this friendship isn't working for me anymore. In that case, you just got to be prepared for tears and some arguing. But don't guilt yourself into thinking that you owe it to that person, because of course you don't. It's just a question of how you want to manage things. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.